it in Norway. I'm not sure where it comes from, unfortunately. I don't know the original source. I heard it from some students. And this is a short story about a young man. He's very beautiful. He is not very tall. He has a lot of curls. And he has, you know, these very lips you feel like are kissing. And his eyelashes are very long. And he's very beautiful. But despite, well, it's wrong to say despite, he wanted to be a monk. What a shame. What a waste. But he really wanted to be a monk. And he went to this monastery to apply for being a monk. And the leader of the monastery, he thought, no, this is not true. He didn't believe it. But the young man insisted, yes, I want to be a monk. Really, this is my call. I want to be a monk. And the leader of the monastery said, well, okay, you have to attend the tests with the other young men. And if you manage all the tests we put you through, you're ready to be a monk. And the young man did. Together with other young men, he suffered, he prayed, he was hungry, he was cold, but he managed all the tests. And finally, with all the young men had managed all the tests, they were led into a room, and it was nice and warm. And they got soft clothes on them, and they sat down, and they had a bowl with rice, and it was good, delicious, and they were filled with food, and they were happy, happy they had managed it. Then the leader of the monastery entered the room, and he said, there's one more test before you are accepted as monks. Okay? So all the young men had to get up from the chairs, and they were led into a side room. And all the young men, they had to stand in a row with our young hero at the end of the row. And all the young men, they had to undress their clothes. And all the young men, they had tiny bells attached to the penises. And they were standing there. And the leader of the monastery, he stood in front of them and said, I do not want to hear one little plingling from your bells. So the young men, they were standing there, stiff, quiet, staring into the wall in front of them. And suddenly the doors went open and they felt a smell of spring entering the room. Perfume. And they all carefully looked. And in the door opening, a beautiful, beautiful woman was standing, completely naked. And her skin was oiled. And she stepped up to the first young man standing in the row, no plingling. And then she continued to the next one. And at the end, our young hero was standing and he thought, oh, this is difficult. And he stared into the wall and he thought, if I had not eaten, I could concentrate on hunger. If I was cold, I could concentrate on that. But he had eaten, he was full, he was satisfied. The room was warm, good to stand in. And he tried to focus on a little spot in the wall. And he focused and he focused and he heard how she came closer and closer and closer. And there was no plingaling from any of the young men. And she came closer and finally she was there. And she was a bit taller than him. So her breasts hit his face. And of course the young man, poor him, he could not resist it. All his energy, all his focus went down to that certain and he went straight. And with such hardness and so strength, and such a strength, that the bell fell off. Bling, bling! And the young man, he turned red. And, sorry, and he bent forward to pick up the bell. And as he bent forward, he heard bling bling.